first for the Bucks.
Zeke Elliott bumped the ball.
Jalen Smith.
That is a play to remember.
Oh, what a tackle by Jalen Smith.
Welcome to the Fresco Report, guys. We are back, guys. I got Cowboys Blog with me. Say what's up, Cowboys Blog.
What's up, everybody out there? We're about to crush this podcast, so hold on tight. Get ready for full coverage, everything and anything.
Everything and anything. And today, that anything is 2020 Dallas Cowboy free agents. Do we keep them? Do we risk them? Do we ship them? And, you know, we talked about Mike McCarthy, what he can bring here. So we might be breaking somebody's heart on some of these free agents. And I'm ready to rock and roll. You ready to rock and roll?
Let's go.
Adam Redmond, right off the top, offensive line. He is a restricted free agent. Cowboys have exclusive rights to him. He's 27 years old. Couldn't really stay healthy much. What's the verdict on Adam Redmond right off the top?
I think they'll keep him just for the fact that, you know, you need a lot of offensive linemen. They're kind of grooming him. I didn't really like particularly how he played last year, but maybe, you know, the full year in the weight program and that kind of thing, he'll be a better depth option. So I think they'll keep him, and he's restricted. So I think they'll keep him.
Yeah. I for depth reasons, I'm sure they'll keep him. I mean, exclusive restricted free agent, I mean, that's chump change on the salary cap. So there's no reason not to let him go compete and see what he can do. Maybe he can stay healthy this time around. And then now we're about to get serious, Joe. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Wide receiver Amari Cooper. He's an unrestricted free agent. 26 years old. Cowboys obviously traded that first round pick for him. Do you let him walk with just a year and a half investment on a first round pick trade?
That would just be a cataclysmic, you know, mess up by the front office, and we know how Jerry is. He doesn't want to have that pie on his face. So I would imagine that they're going to want to re-sign him. I would, but at what cost? You know, is his number reasonable, or is he asking for some crazy number? So that's the key for me. You know, so that's something to watch.
It is something to watch, and with me, that ankle injury just isn't 2019 season ankle injury. I mean, this ankle's been bothering him ever since Alabama, his collegiate days. And, you know, he disappeared. He's been hurt. So I think, you know, what was the request? 17 to 18? Maybe he drops down to the 16 and 17 range. Would you be happy with a number like that?
Yeah, that would be great. And the other thing here, too, we need to remember is I think this guy is tailor-made for Mike McCarthy. He comes from the West Coast.
Ooh,
background
point.
There with, you know, obviously there with the Raiders, you know, had a season there as well with Gruden. So the language and the verbiage and that kind of thing, I think, will be an easy transition, you know, because we are going to be running a West Coast, obviously, with some of the ideas that Kellen Moore can bring to the table, but Mike McCarthy made it no, you know, isn't making it a mystery. This will be West Coast.
West Coast for sure. Definitely. And he did say that, talking to media and things of that sort. Now let's get to the nitty gritty here. Anthony Brown, Purdue, unrestricted free agent. He's 27 years old. Do you let him walk? Do you risk him, ship him? What do you do with him?
I think they'll give him an offer, but I think they'll let him test free agency as well. And I think people will be surprised at what kind of contract he might get. You know, cornerbacks, they don't grow on trees. But, you know, 27 years old, you know, he's, you know, had some issues, got benched, you know, and injury concerns as well. So that one, I think they'll throw him a small offer, but I think he might find something better in free agency.
Well, here's my thinking behind this. They don't grow on trees. And we got one. We'll bring in his name of Byron Jones. If they don't sign Byron Jones, I think you got to pursue to try to keep Anthony Brown. It might be even half the price, maybe a quarter of the price of which you might give Byron Jones. So if they're determined to let him, Byron Jones, walk, you definitely got to keep a corner like Anthony Brown in your system.
Good point. That is a good point there. Indeed.
Antoine Woods, he's restricted, though. He's restricted. Do you want to throw that tender on?
No, I'm done with Antoine Woods, man. I don't see it. You see him pass rushing, he's just doing patty cakes. He's not, he just didn't get it done. And he's a knucklehead off the field, and I'm ready to move on from him. That's just me, though, you know. You can get better. You can get better there. And those tackles didn't help us at all. None of them did. And he's part of that group. So let the purge begin, baby.
He is one of those that went to the Mike McCarthy press conference with the Hot Boys hat on. I don't know Mike McCarthy's stance on Hot Boys, but from his track record, mm-hmm. he don't buy that kind of crap.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be pretty interesting because I can see him being a nose tackle in a 3-4 scheme if the Cowboys move in that direction. He might be pending suspension because of the drug issues that he had late in the season. But I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air with that one. That's just me.
Yeah, you know, and then that's what we're here for, you guys. We have different opinions. We don't always agree on everything, but that's why we have the co-host in this show, everybody.
That's it. Blake Jarwin, do you want to see maybe Witten retires, goes to coaching, whatever. Do you want to see – he is restricted, so you could throw a cheap tender on him. Do you want to see what Jarwin can do without a Jason Witten in the way?
I think they'll bring back Jarwin just because of the numbers. But I'm not the guy who's like, this is our end all be all tight end. He's the bomb and this and that. I mean, they gave him the keys. He didn't look good. They had to bring back Witten, and and you got fans, and he did have some splash plays, you know, but that's a small sample. Witten had over what, like 75-80% of the snaps.
So, yeah, if not more than that,
anybody will look good with a few plays. So we got to be careful with that one there. You know, he's okay, but you could get better there. Bring him back. I'm fine bringing him back, but you know, I think you do need to add another tight end somewhere, free agency or the draft.
Well, the problem I have with Blake Jarwin and why they brought back Jason, it wasn't his route running. He used to be a wide receiver in college. It wasn't his hands because he can catch footballs. It was his blocking, and that's where he failed in my eyes. And you notice on some of these run plays when they had, you know, Jason Witten and Jarwin on the same side of the field over there by Lael Collins, some of the ends took advantage of Jarwin. So if he can shore up that blocking, I wouldn't mind keeping. But you're absolutely right. We got him and Dalton Schultz right there behind him. But Dalton Schultz still on the rookie contract, so we won't talk much about him. But with Jarwin, though, I don't know. He needs to work on his blocking, especially when Witten's probably going to run up on the sunset with Jason Garrett gone anyway.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this one? This is a hot commodity right here. Byron Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Undrafted free agent. He's 28.
Byron Jones, 28. Yeah, it's you know, this is one of those players that you have people that don't like him, and you have players that do like him, right? For me, he's not physical enough for me, and I think McCarthy wants toughness. This team is lacking toughness, and yeah, he's good at covering. You know, don't get me wrong. I think he's a very good cornerback. He's not elite though. I mean, if you're gonna want him to ask him to go make a tackle on a running back. We've seen what he does. He doesn't look for contact, and that's not toughness. That's not a McCarthy type. You look at the Packers and what they expect out of those guys. They want toughness. You look at the new cornerback coach they brought in here, a linguist. He's gonna expect toughness, and you either have toughness or you don't have it. You can't manufacture because then it. You either have it or you don't. You can't make somebody tough. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
and just to give you an example of that, in 2014, the Dez catch it, not catch. Sam Shields, one of Mike McCarthy's cornerbacks, were right there tooth and nail with Dez Bryant, fighting him for the football. I've never seen Byron Jones really go up and fight for the football like Sam Shields and one of Mike McCarthy's corners used to do. So you got a good point there, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, people will be listening to this, and you, of course, obviously, you have the ones that are like, nah, you guys are crazy. We have to have. I'm like, at what price, though? He's going to want money, you know?
Oh, major money.
Yeah, no, you got the 2017 cornerback class coming next year. So you got Xavier Woods, Cheeto, and Jordan Lewis, who I think is the best of the three, in my opinion. So, you know, you gotta manage your money here correctly as well.
And one thing hyping up Byron Jones is Pro Football Focus. And agents are going to use that. Look, Pro Football Focus says my guy's number one in the National Football League. He's the number one corner. Mm-hmm. I demand number one money. That's who's hyping him up, is that Pro Football Focus. I'll tell you that. Moving on. Oh, go ahead.
No. I don't want to keep on that subject. Let's move on to the next one.
CJ Goodwin, 30 years old, special teams ace. Probably one of Jason Garrett guys, I would assume. I think you ship him. What do you think?
I think this one will come down to Coach Fossil. You know, he is a special teams ace type of player. So Fossil will be like, can I get something from him? Does he still have gas in the tank? Like you said, 30 years old. But I think that's what he is. I think Goodwin, that's what he is. He's a special teams guy. You know, he's not somebody you want to see out there covering, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster or any of these other guys. You know, he's a special teams guy.
Good call with the Fassel thing. I totally forgot about that. Christian Covington. He played 3-4 in Houston. Can he play, if Cowboys go that route, can he play 3-4 in Dallas? Unrestricted free agent, 27.
He's unrestricted. I think I think they'll move on. I think they'll look somewhere else. I didn't see it from him, and I just got to get better there. That middle of this team was not good, and he was a part of it. Little plays here and there, but you know, just at the end of the day, just a guy, just a name, you know.
Exactly. Just like Cooper Rush, who's next on the list. He is restricted. Does Mike McCarthy see any value in Cooper Rush backing up Dak?
Yeah, if anything, some of these guys that do come back, you know, they'll take the small contracts, restricted. So Cowboys will give him, you know, a deal there, and obviously he'll probably take it. You know, you're backing up Dak Prescott. You're one injury away from being the starter, and you know he's looked pretty good. I mean, he didn't look as good the year before last year, but this year in training camp, preseason, he looked back to normal. All right. So I think if anything, you're going to really see the potential. You're going to see Mike McCarthy develop these guys. So Mike McCarthy is a quarterback whisper. You know, he developed Favre even at his old age. Aaron Rodgers, they had Matt Flynn, a backup who everybody was all wet for, gave him a big contract. Yeah, so he does. He does develop quarterbacks. And if you can flip a guy, shoot, man, that's what we need to do. So I'm for keeping him.
Okay, all right. Now, obviously, we can do the franchise tag on this one. We can keep, ship, or risk Dak Prescott.
No, Dak Prescott, yeah, he's not going anywhere. Jerry has already dropped little hints that, and Stephen Jones, that we're real, real close. We just got to land this plane. It's going to happen. He ain't not going anywhere. And I don't even think it's going to be a franchise tag at this point from what I'm from what I'm reading and the vibe I'm getting from Stephen. They'll probably knock something out.
You know? Well, here's my stance with Stephen and Jones. When they talk, it's just the hype with the fans. Get the fans off their back, I think. Because we had the exact same talks. They were saying the exact same things last year. And they'll never got done. I say they franchise tag them.
Yeah. It is possible. You know, and that's something I've been telling people, too, is a lot of the media, a lot of stuff that comes out of Cowboys.com, you got to take it with a grain of salt. And that includes, you know, the main guys, Steven or Jerry, you got to take it with a grain of salt, you know?
Yep. No, yeah. Yeah. No, I know. Trust me. Daniel Ross.
Yeah. So just going real back here real quick on for Dak Prescott, for the franchise tag, it will cost like 26 point whatever. So almost $27 million. So that right there, right off the bat, will be a big chunk of change.
I got 33.6 million. We're off somewhere.
Yeah.
Because how does it figure up? It's the top five salaries divided by five, right?
It's the top five, but we're talking about the franchise tag. Yeah, divided. Well, I think for that one, is it five or ten?
I think it's five.
Okay. Well, we'll need to look at that number. The point is, the number, you're going to be paying the big chunk there, whatever it's 33 or 27, whatever it is. That's, you take that off the 88 million or 90 million, whatever it is we have right now. That's a big chunk. That's a big chunk right off the bat.
It really is.
Right off
the bat. All right. Daniel Ross.
Daniel Ross.
He's unrestricted.
Daniel Ross. Sayonara. Sayonara. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I agree. Darian Thompson.
Darian Thompson.
This one's tough for me.
Yeah, I like him. What is it? Unrestricted?
He is unrestricted.
Yeah, I think, you know, at safety depth, you got, what do you have right now? You got Xavier Woods and Heath.
Which we'll be talking about him in a minute.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting to see what they do there with him. Might be a guy that they let hit free agency and test the market, you know, but I think he did okay. I think especially at the end of the season when they gave him the opportunity, he did okay, you know, but
he was physical.
Not somebody I want as a starter, but if you're talking about depth and a special teams guy, then yeah, you know, throw him a number, see what happens.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that. Jason Gold Jacket Witten. 30 so.
Well, here's the thing about this. Like, there's been no word that he's retiring. You know, he's you know, we're already a couple of weeks out of the end of the season, and you would have thought that a decision would have came quick, like, okay, I'm done. You know, he was given, it looked like he was given his goodbyes at the end of the game, you know, some, you know, handshakes and this and that. And even in his press conference at the end of the game, you could hear his voice cracking a little bit. So what is the decision there? I think if he wants to come back and play, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Would McCarthy want him? That would be the main thing.
I don't think McCarthy would. I mean, the only reason why he came back is the same reason why John Kitna was a quarterback coach, was because of Jason Garrett. I do not see him coming back. I don't, and that sucks to say, but in a good way, it's going to help our football team in the long run. I just don't see him coming back.
He's got to either retire. Or if he doesn't get the opportunity to play for the Cowboys, he'll definitely retire, go into coaching. I don't see him, you know, not retiring and not getting a deal from the Cowboys and playing for somebody else. I don't see that happening. So that'll be something to watch. Hopefully for me, I think he needs to just go ahead and call it a career. It's a Hall of Fame career. You know, one of the best that has ever played the game, and I hate seeing people trashing him right now at the end of his career. It's uncalled for. You know, he did a lot for this team. He did a lot of good for this team. I think he's Ring of Honor, that kind of level. I know he doesn't have a Super Bowl ring, and I know that that's kind of questionable as far as, you know, getting into the Ring of Honor. You know, is that one of your requirements, right? So. We'll see.
Yeah. Jeff Heath, unrestricted.
Jeff Heath, I think they bring him back to many fans' chagrin. I think they bring him back. For me, bring him back, let him be your special teams. Because that's his background. You know,
exactly.
He's a special teams ace. And he kind of got away from that because they made him more of a starter at the safety. So we didn't see a lot of those big plays and good coverage skills in the special teams. But if you can say, okay, Fossil, we want you know, him and Heath, they're a match made in heaven. I think that would be a great match. Have him as a depth guy in safety, but, you know, get you got to upgrade safety. You could draft or free, you got to upgrade it. That's enough. Enough is enough.
All right, enough is enough. Are you saying the same thing about Joe Looney, unrestricted?
Actually, for me, Joe Looney, I like Joe Looney. He gives you really good depth, and he can play center, guard. For me, I think he's going to have a good market, man. I think he can start for a team. He can start for somebody at center. He can probably start for somebody at guard. But for us, we've been fortunate that, you know, we got him as a, you know, one of those undrafted gems. And he's been good. He's been good for us. He's a good locker room guy. All the players love him. I would try to re-sign Looney. I think that would be one of your better low-key, you know, extensions would be Joe Looney for me.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. Joe Thomas, he used to play with the Packers. What do you got for us? Keep ship or risk him?
Yeah, I think with Joe Thomas, you got to make some kind of deal there. You know, whether it's a 1 year or a short term deal, you gotta throw a deal at him. You know, because we're just too short there. We don't know. We really don't know what's gonna happen with Leighton Van Der Esch. You know, you have difference of opinions as far as how long he'll be out. You know, some they're already saying, okay, so he just had surgery. That's official. He did have the surgery, so they're saying that supposedly he'll be able to participate in the off-season program. So what does that exactly mean, though? You know, is it just cords? Is it walking on the treadmill? Because Moose Johnson explained what this is. He called it a fusion. No, you have to let it rest, or you can re-aggravate it, and you can be real jacked up. So. That'll be something to watch, but yeah, for numbers, you gotta have linebackers, and that's where something that we're really thin at.
Yeah, we're almost done here, guys. Then we're gonna get into the needs. Jordan Chung, he's an exclusive restricted free agent.
I think to bring him back is just a camp body. When you're an exclusive free agent, all the team has to say yes, we want him back. He comes back, so that's an easy one. Camp body, he'll be back.
Agreed. Justin March.
Justin March, you know, linebacker, a special teams guy. I think, you know, they'll see. I don't know, man. I'm kind of lukewarm. If they let him go, I'm fine. If they bring him back, a special teams guy, that's fine too.
All right. Here's an unrestricted free agent for you who's 33 years old. Kai, the savior, Forbath.
Yeah, I think you have to bring him back. You got to bring him back.
You have to give him a second look. You have to.
You got to get him back in here. But bring competition. Don't do stupid stuff like the Cowboys did last year. So
could they bring in Mason Crosby? He's a free agent after this year, too. Well, I don't know. We'll see. Kayvon Frazier, are you done with him? Do you wash your hands? Do you let him go off to the sunset?
Yeah, I think the ship has sailed on that one. Injury prone. Especially here the last two seasons, just too beat up. I don't know if he can really contribute as he did on special teams as he did before. A safety, too beat up, man.
Agreed. Just, you know. Agreed. Kerry Hyder, unrestricted free agent. I see him as a 3-4 guy. What do you think? And this ain't official. I'm just saying if the Cowboys do move to that 3-4, I see him as a 3-4 guy.
Yeah, he definitely gives you some flexibility, you know. But the Cowboys, they got to get away from some of these 1 year things. You got a lot of rentals, and you saw the effects on the defensive line, you know.
Yeah.
The 1 year guys, you know, and hats off to McClay. You know, he tried to get the best that they could at the price that they were offering, and you know, it just at the end of the day, it didn't really work out, you know. So I think you move on from Hyder myself.
I always say, you get what you pay for, and that's what you get what you pay for. And the Cowboys have been doing that for years on that third tier free agency, sometimes fourth tier, it seemed like. Yeah. All right, here, this one to me, this guy never gets any credit. The guy's flawless. He's been around just as long as Jason Witten. His name is LP Lattisaur. He's been on 1 year's deal, 2 years in a row. Do they bring him back with this new coaching staff?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The only question that I would have is, does he want to play? Does he want to keep playing? Because, you know, he's
39.
He's one of your final Parcells guy, him and Witten. So, you know, both of them may not be here again. Maybe one of them will be. But for me, I think LP has a better chance, you know.
Yeah, I think so. Now we're getting to the nitty-gritty after this one. Malcolm Smith, he played like 3 games for the Cowboys. What do you do with him?
Didn't really do anything for me. I mean, if you want to bring him as a camp body, maybe you throw him a small deal or something. But
yeah, Super Bowl MVP Malcolm Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Malik Collins.
Nah, you're letting him walk.
Michael Bennett.
Bennett, does he want to be here? You know, does he want to play in this? I think he would be good for the 3-4. I think he can give you some options. So, you know,
it'll be a nice rotational piece with Lawrence for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind bringing Bennett back. You know, give him another short term, give him another 1 year deal. You know, see if he's good for that. He may want to. Maybe he doesn't want that, and he'll want to go test the market.
I would simply bring him back of his passion. I mean, the second week he was here, he was throwing things, trying to get guys fired up. I just love the passion he brings. And he totally took me by surprise when the Cowboys traded for him. Just, I never knew he acted that way or he cared that much more about football. But the guy, he's a winner, and he hates to lose. And I would not mind a guy like that on my football team.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb, I think they'll bring him back. I think his chances went up a lot more when McCarthy got here. You know, there's mm-hmm. a special bond there. He knows he's going to want to know. You know, McCarthy, he needs guys that he can trust. I think Cobb's definitely one of those guys. You know, he brought him in, drafted him, and he plays a vital role in that West Coast offense. You know, I think with us, I think you saw him more in the slot under McCarthy. He'll play him everywhere. He can play on the outside. He
yep.
can and that kind of thing. So I think it's a good weapon, man. Bring him on a short-term deal, that kind of thing.
I'm gonna be honest with you. This next one, I don't even know who he is. Ray Armstrong.
Yeah, this is a guy that they brought in just for depth because the guys were, you know, getting sent to IR.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll move on. They'll bring somebody else on.
Oh, this one's going to get tough here. Robert Quinn, 11.5 sack, Robert Quinn.
Yeah, Robert Quinn, for me, I think you bring him back. You know, how much is he going to want, though? You know, when you have a good sack season like that, you're kind of almost calling your shot, you know, like how much you want, yep. where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he'll be under a different defensive system now. But I think if you're going to transition to a 3-4, I think he's a good player to bring into that.
Oh, he can stand up.
Yeah.
And that might save a little bit of his career, too, standing up. Because you've seen what happened when DeMarcus Ware had to put his hand in the dirt when Cowboys switched over. It took a toll on Ware's body, and maybe it might make Robert Quinn play a couple more years than what he was expected.
Yeah, I agree, man. Give him a little short-term deal, see if he'll bite on it. Let's go.
Sean Lee. Now, Sean Lee, if we do switch to a 3-4, Sean Lee's success was in a 3-4. And he's 34, though. He's unrestricted. Do you let him walk? Do you sell him off in the sunset, Joe?
Nah, I think Sean Lee comes back on the cheap. You know, I think that's just what's going to happen. You know, loyalty. Jerry talks about loyalty and these guys like that. I wouldn't, you know, and I'm not saying he's going to be your starter, but to have depth, Sean Lee as a depth guy, are you crazy?
In a 3-4 that he dominated the league in?
Yeah, I'm all for it, man. Sean Lee, and he's a good motivator, man. He's going to keep these guys on edge here.
Yeah, I agree. Two more. Tavon Austin.
Tavon Austin, thank God. This is it. You're out of here. I did not want to bring him back whatsoever.
Oh, Fossil worked with them at the Rams for many, many years.
And didn't get anything out of him. So what I want, he didn't, man. That's why there are too many fumbles. He had, 22 fumbles? It's outrageous. Fossil had enough of him. He had enough of him. Like, let's get this guy out of here. Fossil's not going to want him back.
He was part of the trade. He was part of the guy with the trade. And, yeah, that's for sure. Last one, Xavier Suafilo.
He's unrestricted. Yeah, that's a good one. I think Xavier, do they bring him back? I don't know. I mean, it's a, because I think what the Cowboys are going to do is it's going to be a two-man race. It's going to be McGovern and Connor. Whoever mm-hmm. wins that gets that spot, and then the loser gets the backup spot. So, I don't know. It depends how deep they want to go at offensive line, you know. It's really, it might be like a numbers game, but, you know, if you want to move on. And honestly, I just, he's not as athletic. And what McCarthy's going to want to utilize is that, you know.
A swing.
Yeah, your zone running scheme, you know. And can you pull with him? You can, but he's slow. He's too slow. Like, I don't know, man. I think they let him walk. Test free agency.
Now, these aren't free agents just yet, but they could potentially be. Cowboys have the option to pick up their last year of their deal, and that's Jamiz Awale and Cameron Fleming. Do they pick up those options, Joe?
I don't think they'll pick up all the Wale's. Fleming, I think they do. You got to have your tackle. You got to have your tackle. And we know that, you know, Tyron is capable of missing some time. So you got to have somebody there.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with you there. I can't remember if I've ever seen Mike McCarthy use a fullback or not, but I'm going to go with my gut and say no. I don't think he's ever used a fullback, and if he did, he probably used a tight end for it. So I don't think they pick up Jamiz Awale's second-year option either. So with all this breaking down, Joe, draft needs, right? We know who we could potentially bring back. We know who we're going to let go. We don't know the players they're going to bring in here yet. Maybe that's next show. Free agents out there that we could potentially bring in. But with what we just said here, what are our draft needs? What do the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy, Will McClay, Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones, when they sit down at this draft, this first draft meeting, the Senior Bowl, the whatever it is, what are they looking for?
They're going to look for toughness. This team was too soft, man. And you got players that are too soft. So McCarthy, you know, he has seen what type of players get it done. And he's had the whole year to evaluate, you know, various players, and I'm sure he's looking at the Cowboys, and you know, you got some guys that don't put the full effort, man. So we got guys leaving in free agency, and there's gonna be some guys that might be available that are familiar to McCarthy. You might see some familiar names coming over here. You know, that he trusts, that he knows that they get it done. All the coaches do this. You know, Parcells did that when he came back. You know, he brought, you know, Anderson. He got Keyshawn. You know, that's just what these coaches will do. You know what I'm saying? So expect that. Yeah, we do have a whole bunch of guys, you know, slated to be out of here. But it's like that around the league is like that as well. So it's all about getting the right type of player. Yeah, McCarthy knows what he wants, and you know, he's gonna be working in conjunction with McClay to get those types of players.
What positions of need in this draft?
In this draft, position of need, I think you're looking at your defensive tackle position. Edge rusher might be one. Your secondary, you know, depending on what you do with Byron Jones, what you do at safety. Does Donovan Wilson get a legit shot? He's got his coach coming back here with us now. So it's going to be a very, very fun draft. So I think, you know, quarterback's probably not one. Running back's probably not there.
Tight end.
tight end, you know, we'll see. We'll see. McCarthy likes to utilize that tight end position. He likes to have that big guy, that red zone threat, you know, whether it's a Jimmy Graham type of guy or, you know, Finley, these types of guys, you know, that came in clutch. That came in clutch for him. So you got to have a clutch tight end. So I wouldn't scratch that off. But, you know, offensive tackle might be a low-key one, you know, depending on what happens there. You know, do they want to start thinking about bringing the next guy to you know, come in and be your replacement for Tyron? I think he's on his back end. He's good. But do they want to – now it's going to start becoming the question of the pay, right? So Tyron Smith's numbers are going to start to balloon significantly. And they do have the out this year, which I'm not advocating, obviously. You know, fans will go crazy. But from a business point of view, which this is, at the end of the day, this is a business, right? The Cowboys do have that club option to get out of that contract, move on from him, and add more money to the war chest. So we'll see, man. Things to keep in mind, things to watch.
Now let me ask you this real quick on Tyron Smith. If they trade him, they still get out of that contract, right? There's no guarantees holding him back.
I think you will take on some dead money, but it won't be like where it's gonna
Tony Romo dead money.
Like where it's not gonna stop you from making a deal if one can be made. So.
Gotcha.
We'll see.
Gotcha. And you know, I love Tyron Smith. I love Big 77. But, you know, if they got hybrid ends and your tackle's old school, I don't know how that works. And that's when he's getting beat, it's been from a hybrid end. And the league is bringing in a lot of hybrid players. So we'll see.
McCarthy will love Tyron Smith because he is one of the damn toughest guys on this team. We've seen him play.
Oh, yeah, he's tough.
I mean, back issues, that is one hell of a thing to go through. I mean, we'll see, though, man. It'll be interesting. You know, it'll be interesting to see what they do with the draft. I don't think anything's really off the table, you know, except a few of the obvious ones. But, you know, wide receiver,
agreed.
That could be one, depending on what they do with Amari, what they do with Cobb, you know. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun in this draft.
Strong safety, nose tackle for sure, maybe another linebacker, especially if you let Sean Lee go. If you let Byron Joe, you got to bring in at least a stud corner, Jordan Lewis and Cheeto. I don't trust Cheeto at all. So you got to definitely, you know, look at corner there. Maybe wide receiver. Maybe you can dip in the third or fourth round, find you a stud like you did with Michael Gallup in the third a couple of years ago. So, I don't know. It's going to be pretty interesting on these needs, definitely. But tight end, to me, I think you have to go tight end at least in the second or third round.
Yeah, man. I could definitely see that. You know, the Cowboys, they're known for, you know, for looking at tight ends. You know, I'm surprised that they didn't take one higher than they did with Schultz. You know, he just hasn't really turned into anything really for us, so. Might have to move on from him. So we'll see, man.
Well, my problem with Schultz is I think the coaching staff failed him because he's one hell of a blocking tight end. That's what he did at Stanford. It's block. He had 9 balls thrown at him, and he caught all 9 balls. He can block. Now, does he maybe need to get bigger and bulk up? I'm not saying like, you know, Antonio Gates big, but who retired today, by the way, hell of a career. But, you know, maybe, you know, a James Hanna type of big. You know what I mean? James Hanna was probably the best blocking tight end top 5 blocking tight end in Cowboys history, and he was a third stringer.
This draft has some interesting tight ends in it. You know, whether you want your traditional inline guy who can block, or if you want your traditional inline who can block and catch, you got your, you know, you got your hybrid guys like a Hunter Bryant out of Washington. To who and me would be kind of like a Hayden Hurst type of player from the Ravens. So there's a lot of little options here. If you want to keep your offense, you know, loaded, you know, there's definitely options here with pass catchers, whether it's receivers or tight ends, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, we gave you the free agents. We gave you our opinions. We talked about draft needs. That's all I got, Joe, unless you need to add something on it.
Yeah, and this is real early in the process. We'll revisit this, obviously, because, you know, free agency doesn't start till March. So
right.
you have a lot of time for, you know, extensions to happen and those sorts of things. So it'll be interesting. Obviously, the fun part of this is going to start to be when the names start coming out as far as who the Cowboys have met with, Shrine Game, Senior Bowl, Pro Days, the Combine. You know, who are they meeting with? Are they meeting with 3-4 specialists, you know, a nose tackle, a standing outside linebacker, these types of guys. So that'll be a signal. That'll be a little, tattletale, I guess you could say, a hint as to where they may be going, which won't surprise me. You know, it is what McCarthy likes to run. I don't see us rolling it out right out the bat, right out the gate, you know, but I think it will happen. You know, eventually it'll be some sort of transition. And you got to have the players for it. You know, you do have to have the players for the 3-4.
Yep. You have to have side-to-side linebackers, which we got that somewhat, you know, in Vander Esch and Jalen Smith. But you need two more studs, you know, to stand up there. I don't know if I buy Tank standing up or not. I think he'll make a good 3-4 end, but I don't know if he'll stand up.
Yeah, that one, it'll be an interesting one. And praise to Stephen Jones, because a lot of these new contracts that they did last offseason, they have those 3-year outs. Yeah, he got, I don't know, what was it, a 5-year, whatever the hell the deal was. Stephen Jones made it where after year 3, they can get out of it. You know, they got the option to get out with minimal you know, effects with dead money and that kind of thing, which is brilliant. They did it with Zeke. They did it with Lawrence. In these guys. So we'll see, man. We'll see what cracks. Definitely.
Well, that's it for the Frisco Report, guys. Make sure you share it with a friend if you're listening. It's a podcast, so radio, the car, you know, on the way to work, on the way to pick up your kids from school, if you're just bored, doing dishes, cleaning the house, whatever. Just turn us on, share it with a friend. The Frisco Report on Twitter. Also, guys, give us a follow on there. Joe, where can they find you?
You can find me on YouTube. That's really where I put out all my content. And that's just look up Cowboys Blog. Cowboys Blog. You know, just look it up on YouTube, Twitter, Cowboys Blog Net, and also on Instagram, Cowboys Blog, Cowboys Blog Net.
And if you ain't following him, what's wrong with you? I'm on Dallas Cowboy Football News on YouTube and on Facebook. DCF News 1 on Twitter, guys. If you want to come talk to me, that's where the conversation starts, right there in my DM. So go ahead and slide in there. But that's all we got. We'll see you next week with some hot topics. Peace.